Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. Veteran Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy, the fifth longest-serving senator in American history, rather surprisingly announced that he will not seek a ninth term next year. Mr. Leahy, who will be 82 years of age at the next election, indicated it is time for him, quote, to go home, unquote. Most observers believe the senator would seek re-election. On the heels of Senator Leahy's retirement announcement, veteran California Congresswoman Jackie Speier, also a Democrat, indicated that she, too, would not seek re-election to an eighth full term in the House. Representative Speier, who, as an aide to then-California Congressman Leo Ryan, was shot 5 times on a remote runway in Guyana back in 1978, when their party arrived to investigate what was believed to be criminal activity from Northern California Reverend Jim Jones. The Ryan and Speier shooting was part of the mass murder-suicide tragedy that killed 918 people, including Jones and Congressman Ryan. Ms. Speier survived her wounds and shortly thereafter began a career in elective office that would take her to the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors, the California Assembly and Senate, before her original election to the U.S. House in 2008. Ms. Speier becomes the 24th current House member and 14th Democrat not to seek re-election next year. Democrats will keep both seats. In Vermont, at-large Congressman Peter Welch is expected to soon announce his Senate candidacy. From California, expect a crowded field for the now open district just south of San Francisco, but a pair of Democratic state legislators advancing into the general election is the probable outcome. In Florida, the final November 2nd election has now finally reached a conclusion. In the special congressional Democratic primary, businesswoman Sheila Sherfilis McCormick has officially won the party nomination by the slimmest of margins, 5 votes. She advances to the January 11th special election and a sure victory in this safest of Democratic districts. The runner-up, Broward County Commissioner Dale Holness, will likely return to run in the regular congressional primary next August. Turning to the Texas governor's race, former Democratic congressman, U.S. Senate candidate, and failed 2020 presidential contender Beto O'Rourke officially announced his candidacy to oppose 2-term Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Mr. Abbott's favorability ratings have turned slightly upside down, but the veteran statewide office holder is still regarded as a heavy favorite to win again. In the Republican primary, Governor Abbott faces former Texas Republican Party chairman and ex-Florida Congressman Alan West and former Dallas area state senator Don Huffines. The Texas primary is scheduled for March 1st. Actor Michael McConaughey continues to deflect questions about whether he will enter the race as an independent. The Texas candidate filing deadline is December 13th. Finally, New Jersey former state assemblyman Jack Cittarelli, the Republican who came close to Governor Phil Murphy in his re-election bid 2 weeks ago, officially conceded defeat, but already announced that he will return in the 2025 governor's race. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.